The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Ball sends it over to Edward Robles. Goal! Insert name FC!
What is up, everybody? It is Hector Flores, host of the Insert Name FC podcast, a member of the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. It is another episode 128, back to back. So we're getting back in form here with these consecutive episodes. But yeah, we do have quite the episode for you today. We are going to have some headlines. Gonna talk about some Wrexham over here. Announce players of the week, and then also give you guys some matches to look forward to this coming weekend, and wrap this show up with my closing thoughts. And it's gonna be involving sports, but not soccer. So be ready for that. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Belly Up Podcast Network, Belly Up Sports. Always growing and such. Doing a lot of amazing things. A lot of great partnerships are coming there. So make sure you guys check them out. Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Belly Up Sports and at Belly Up Media. So you are in the know of everything Belly Up Sports. It is not your average website. We do things differently here at Belly Up Sports because we do it better. So go ahead and shout out to Belly Up Sports. Great articles constantly being written. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. But with all that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get going with this episode.
We have breaking news. Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using the promo code BELLYUPFANTASY for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to tame your mane. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all your stubble and trouble with Manscaped Pro Beard Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. That's right, face grooming doesn't need to be hard. Get 20 different beard lengths in just one guard. Plus, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. So make sure you get 20% off and free shipping when you go to manscaped.com by using the promo code BELLYUPFANTASY. Once again, that's 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code BELLYUPFANTASY at manscaped.com.
All right, and we're back. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram and Twitter at InsertNameFC. We're always posting stuff on there as well. So, and whenever we do our Players of the Week announcements, obviously we do have voting polls for you guys to go ahead and participate in, which will also affect the voting for the Roosevelt Spencer's Player of the Year Award. So if you want your voice to be heard, make sure you go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Twitter once again at InsertNameFC. But before we even get to Players of the Week, let's talk about some headlines. First up is Juventus is back, sort of. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, if you guys remember, there was a punishment that was going on with Juventus, a scandal involving not being necessarily accurate with their accounting. So some of their transfers, there was certain things that were not as accurately as they depicted it to the rest of the world, and because of that, and they're not the only ones that were caught doing this, it's just that obviously they're the bigger one, bigger team to have gotten caught with it, but because of that, they were issued with a 15-point deduction, which was took a massive dip in where they were in the standings. And, you know, obviously there was a lot of pressure going on with Juventus. While they are very much performing, they're still getting results. Obviously, they're going pretty far in the Europa League right now. They got a little pick-me-up this recently as they were given back those 15 points. But it's only temporary because they reopened the case. So maybe it comes, maybe they lose 15 points a game, maybe they don't. But as it stands right now, maybe I should just have pulled that up. But in the Serie A, which obviously last episode we were looking at the standings of all the leagues, and Serie A was one of those. And if you guys remember, we were talking about how Juventus was actually trying to get a European competition spot. Well, now Juventus currently stands at third place in the standings. So they are now above Roma, which now impacts a lot, has impacted a lot, because now in sixth place you have Inter Milan that's fighting for an Europa Conference League spot, AC Milan that's in a Europa spot, and then you have Roma, Juventus, Lazio, and Napoli. But also to mention, with Juventus now bumped up, they currently have 59 points, which is only 3 points behind Lazio. So they actually have a chance to jump over Lazio and secure a second place spot. Obviously, all bearing if the decision that happens in the reopening of this case doesn't make it more severe, or maybe it shrinks it. So right now, yeah, they got their 15 points back. They're currently in top four. They're in a position where they can go to Champions League. But obviously, it's only a temporary thing. So we don't know it could get better. It could get worse. We don't know what is going to happen now that the case has been reopened. But clearly, they saw something that they needed to reopen this case. And we'll see if that benefits Juventus or it doesn't in the near future. So that is what's going on with Juventus, if you guys don't know. Next headline is USA making some hirings, and they have now officially hired a sporting director, but it will be at the end of the season because he's currently employed, and that is Matt Crocker. Matt Crocker is currently the director of football operations at Southampton, which, take that for a grain of salt, because if you guys have been keeping up with the Premier League, well, if you guys remember from last episode, Southampton is in a relegation spot. So, I don't know if I would really want to hire anybody from there. But from what I was like reading up about this Matt Crocker guy, so along with obviously being the director of football operations, between the years 2006 and 2013, he was actually the academy's manager, which, you know, some names around that time you could think of is like Gareth Bale, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Luke Shaw, James Ward-Prowse, just to name a few. I mean, I don't think anybody has to tell you about Southampton and their academy. I mean, there's a lot of players that now are out there playing professionally. I mean, not only playing professionally, but have gone to bigger and better places from Southampton. It was not like crazy, but it's just something to bring up. Obviously, they were able to stay in the Premier League for many years. Not so much this season, but, you know, to be able to continue to push out talent from their academy and, you know, lose so much players from their academy and still be able to stay afloat in the Premier League, obviously bearing this season, is something commendable. But it's a little different. The thing is like a lot of people don't like this decision because obviously it's, I guess, personally, I really don't know the issue here. I think mainly because I would have wanted maybe someone that has a little bit more of a successful club background, especially not mentioning a club that's like in relegation. But you know what? I've been proven wrong before. Aaron Ramsdale, who, you know, was part of a relegated Sheffield United, is now the starting goalkeeper, a very good starting goalkeeper for Arsenal. So, I mean, hey, maybe this guy is just trying to leave his sinking ship and can see an opportunity with the U.S. men's national team. I think it's way too early to cast judgment on him for anything. I mean, yes, his his background is his background, and I think that is something that we need to take into consideration. But we just got to see what exactly is he planning on implementing with the U.S. team. And I mean, obviously, one of the things that I've said many a times now about the USA, the U.S. men's national team, especially when we're talking about this window that we have with the 2026 FIFA World Cup being here in the U.S., is the fact that, like, we just can't miss. We cannot miss in this one. And I'm not saying that we're going to win the World Cup. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying is that this isn't a prime opportunity to gain fandom, to gain people to love soccer in the U.S., and we really don't want to fuck this up. So this is a step of where we're going to see what we're going to see from the U.S. men's national team, U.S. soccer as a whole, but U.S. men's national team. What is the identity of this club? Because now you have your sporting director, and now his job is going to be to hire a coach. So we're going to find out right away, as soon as, depending on what's the hire, because I'm assuming that this guy is now going to be leading the charge in the coach search. And what exactly the identity of this club is, what is the methodology, all those things that people want to hear, this is now this man's responsibility. So we're going to find out real quick, like, what exactly are we getting from this guy? The fact that he comes from a club that does emphasize more towards the youth development, what does that mean for us as far as, you know, our youth systems, our U-20s, all that? Like, what does this dictate? What is the direction that the U.S. is going with here from this hiring? We won't know till we start seeing it happen. So I will hold judgment because as far as sporting directors, I really don't know how to criticize a sporting director. So that's kind of the reason why. But I will start criticizing it once I start seeing what is being followed with, like, who is the coach that gets brought in, because it will be him leading the charge of hiring the coach. So, like, for me, that is more so telling of what I'm going to find out about the sporting director, is who he brings in to lead the U.S. men's national team. And obviously, it's going to be dictated because how are we going to see this summer with the Nations League and the Gold Cup and also the Olympics this year, I think? I don't know. No, it's not this year. It's next year. But yeah, so there is a lot of things that we're going to start learning about the sporting director and what direction we're going to see the U.S. men's national team go. So I wouldn't say I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously neutral right now. I don't know if I should like this move or not. I don't know if I should hate this move. So I'm really just like, I don't know. I mean, the things that I do like about Southampton is how well they work with youth. Obviously I don't keep up with Southampton like that because I could give two shits about them. But one thing I do know about Southampton, that they do end up having a lot of, you know, academy, a lot of young players leave their club for greener pastures. So, I mean, they clearly were able to, like I said, they were able to lose a lot of promising talent, but still managed to stay afloat in the Premier League. Obviously, not this year, but it's just something to notice. And I just think that that's one thing. If they take that philosophy, which I mean, necessarily doesn't apply for a men's national team because, you know, obviously you're not going to sell players. But I mean, if the youth development improves from Matt Crocker, then I think that that's something to acknowledge, because youth development, I think, is something that should be put at a high priority, is what I'm saying. I don't know why the hell it took me forever to get those words out, but that's where we are. But so right now I'm cautiously neutral, and we'll see what happens with Sir Matt Crocker. All right, now the big bulk of this episode, which is going to be Wrexham. If you guys remember, Wrexham is the football club from Wales that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McAnally bought. And, you know, I guess before we get there, before we talk about those, before Wrexham, Rob McAnally, if you guys aren't familiar with, is, was on the, well, probably more well known for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a show that I know some people like, some people don't like. If you guys don't understand the concept of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, essentially the show is about four people that are literally the worst people in the world. That's kind of the reason why some people don't really like Always Sunny, because the characters are very unlikable, which is the point of the show, is that the characters are very unlikable. But that's how Rob McAnally is known for, and obviously Ryan Reynolds, you know, Van Wilder, Deadpool, the list goes, the Green Lantern, some may want to forget, including Ryan Reynolds. But obviously Ryan Reynolds is just, you know, movie star, comedian, action, all of that, just the entire package. To some women might be considered the entire package, but obviously huge major movie star. And then you have Rob McElhenney, who's a TV star. But, you know, obviously, Rob McElhenney was interested in ownership of a professional sports team, was doing his research, and then discovered Wrexham. Was very intrigued by Wrexham, and so was able to get Ryan Reynolds. Still don't know where that relationship comes from, but they were able to team up and went and bought Wrexham to start their journey in ownership of a professional soccer club in Europe. And so Wrexham, if you guys know, fall under the system of like England, the English Premier League system, which obviously the hierarchy. And so they were currently in the fifth division in that system. So basically they were in the league underneath, which will be considered the EFL, the English Football League, which obviously that's League 2, League 1, the Championship, and then obviously the Premier League would follow right after. And so that's where they bought the I guess that's why it was a little bit, maybe it was cheaper to go that route, but essentially versus buying just automatically a Premier League team. But with that decision, they went in, and the goal is pretty simple, that they want Wrexham to get to the Premier League. That is clearly their goal, is to get this club up there. And they have now completed the first phase of their journey. I mean, you have to say they clearly have invested into this club. Not only because of their brands alone, what they were able to bring, which is massive followership, sponsorship deals that probably Wrexham never thought was possible, you know, getting sponsored by TikTok and other brands because of just because of the network that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney has. So that was a big boost for Wrexham. But you can tell Ryan, and then obviously they had that documentary, the docuseries, Welcome to Wrexham, which added another layer to it, it gained more views of Wrexham, but I think it's like, it brought us more closer to the community that's in Wrexham, you know, the community. And I think that's one of the most really important things that people don't really think about when you're talking about buying a club. And I mean, yes, MLS clubs and all that, but more so a European club. Because in U.S. sports, obviously, in U.S., you know, like, for instance, even though I do love the Houston Dynamo, I'm a Real Madrid fan. Like, Real Madrid is my club. I have never lived in Madrid. I really have. The only reason why I became a Real Madrid fan is because, not Cristiano Ronaldo, because of Fat Ronaldo being my favorite, one of my favorite players growing up watching. And then I found out that he played for Real Madrid, so I was like, that's my club. And this is also me not knowing that, you know, Ronaldo played for Barcelona. So who would have thought? Maybe if I was a fan sooner of Ronaldo, I could have been a Barcelona fan at some point in the world, but thank God that didn't happen. But that's kind of the point. Like, the fandom in Europe is so different versus the fandom in America. I mean, maybe you could say that's more similar to like NFL and NBA, like, but even so, like, more so, that's also not really the case, because, like, for instance, even though I'm from Houston and I'm proud to be from Houston, and I love the Houston Astros and the Houston Texans and the Houston Dynamo, I'm not a Rockets fan. I actually support the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, that's the basketball team I like rooting for. So And there's a lot of people that, but obviously I have a connection sort of to LA, which is that I was born in LA. And then at 11 months old, I moved here to Houston and I grew up in Houston. But I always had an affiliation to the Lakers because a lot of my family were Lakers fans. So I stuck with the Lakers. But, with baseball and all that, I stuck with the Astros. But like kind of, so like your community, so like there is people that grew up in the city and they root for all the teams in that city. But then you have people, like there's people that live in Houston that have no connection to the city of Los Angeles, but are Lakers fans, have no connection to the city of New York, but are Yankees fans. And I'm sure that that's even similar to like all across the U.S., like people that are just not from these markets, but are fans of those markets. And so that's what I was trying to say is the difference with, whereas in Europe, you have people, there's multiple teams in Manchester, and it's not just Manchester City and Manchester United. Like, there's people that are fans. Okay, that's a little hard for me to explain. I'll stick with London. Like, there's Arsenal fans, there's Chelsea fans, there's Tottenham fans, but then there's also Fulham fans. There's also, you know, there's multiple teams in one city. And there's people that, and then there's teams that people that they are loyal to their, like, they don't root for any other club. They don't like any other club. They just root for that club, and it's the local club. Like, even the lower league clubs. Like, no, I'm a fan of Oxford. I'm a fan of Birmingham. You know, all those things. Like, and they're loyal to the club because that's where they grew up. That's their community. And I think that's what we learned about Wrexham. We learned about the community of Wrexham. Which I think if one of the things that I feel personally that I could say about, not personally, but that I feel from what I gather from the docuseries Welcome to Wrexham, is that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney did a really good job by connecting with the community, finding ways to build that relationship with the club and the community, always trying to get the community involved, doing Q&As, like doing those sort of things. To let the fans know that they are a part of this community. And I think that's something that I think people may miss out a little bit on. But like seeing that, obviously invested on making sure getting a good coach to lead their regime into where they wanted to go. Invested in players like Paul Mullen, got Ben Foster to come to Wrexham. And I think that that's some important things. Like, they are not afraid to go after and get players. And like I said, all that, including having, I'm sure these people from Wrexham never would have imagined the falling that would come after with Rob McElhenney. Now you got Will Ferrell going to Wrexham games. You got Paul Rudd going to Wrexham games. Like, it's just the following and the support. You had David Beckham showing love to Ryan and Rob for winning the league and getting promoted to League Two. So this is, it's monumental. It's huge. And it's a huge milestone for Rob and Ryan, because, you know, this is completely the first phase of what they're trying to do, which is getting this club into the Premier League. And it's going to be a very satisfying moment. Last year, the season before, which we all got to watch because of the docuseries, you were able to see how passionate they felt about losing the FA trophy and losing, missing out on promotion, just barely missing out on promotion. And so you could see the passion in them. They care about it. I think that they obviously at that point they were just learning. Now they gathered a more understanding of it. And you know, now they're on to League Two, and I think that's really cool. Obviously, the job's not done. They got more work to do, more players to go after, because it's going to be a lot of work. So I'm sure they're very excited. I'm not a Wrexham fan. I'm not going to tell you all that I'm a Wrexham fan, but I have been enjoying the journey of Wrexham just because, one, the name is fucking cool, and this is the fact that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney just are the owners. It's just so interesting dynamic for me, but it's really cool. And I'm gonna enjoy the ride of Wrexham just because of that. I love the story behind all of this, And I'm sure the people of Wrexham are loving every minute. Man, I'm sure there's some people that don't like them, but I think right now they got promoted. They're on to the next step, which is League Two. We'll see where the growing pains are there. I'm sure we're going to have a great season of Welcome to Wrexham with this promotion, and I can't wait to watch it and see everything unfold behind the scenes. So there is that. But all right, man, that is headlines. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get going with Players of the Week and games to watch.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from No Credentials Required to talk to you about one of our newest partners at Belly Up Sports, SeatGeek. Yeah, live sports is great on television, but the feeling of being at the arena is a priceless experience. That's why our friends at SeatGeek are there to help you find the best tickets at the best prices. Not only can you get tickets to sporting events, we can also get tickets to concerts, comedy shows, musicals, and more. Search for your desired event now at SeatGeek.com, enter promo code BellyUpSports at checkout, and you save $20 off your first purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
All right, guys, Players of the Week is brought to you by In the Clutch. In the Clutch is a clothing apparel that is, one, super comfortable. It passes the fat boy test, according to Kelsey Coyne of High Low Sports. Shout out to him. But these shirts, amazing designs. I love them. They are all partnered with the Players Associations of Major League Soccer, National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, and so many others. Great designs. I love them. One of my favorite shirts that I have currently from In the Clutch is It's Called Soccer, which was obviously in honor of USA drawing against England. But I also have a Jeremy Pena shirt that I really love, and also a Kyle Tucker shirt. Just amazing. Oh, and a Football is Life shirt, because now that I've watched Ted Lasso, I get the reference. But great shirts, great designs. I love them. Amazing company. Shout out to In the Clutch. If you guys go to intheclutch.com right now, if you use the code INSERTNAME at checkout, you will save yourself 10% off your entire purchase. That is correct. 10% off when you use the code INSERTNAME at checkout. So shout out again to In the Clutch. Amazing shirts. Highly recommend them. Players of the Week. Edwards Player of the Week is Youssef En-Nery, who scored 2 goals in Sevilla's 3-2 win against Manchester United. He also scored a goal this past weekend. I forgot who they were playing against, but so 3 goals in a week. Not bad for himself. So shout out to Youssef. And my player of the week is Rafael Leao, who scored 2 goals in AC Milan's 2-0 win against Lecce. So congratulations to Youssef En-Nery and Rafael Leao for being our players of the week. If you guys go to Instagram and Twitter at InsertNameFC, you will find a poll underneath the post on Twitter. So when you see the Twitter post at InsertNameFC and you see our players of the week post, in the subtweet, you will see the poll, so you can go ahead and vote for your player of the week. And if you go on Instagram and Twitter, on Instagram, it will be on our stories. You can go ahead and vote for your player of the week, which will go into the ballots for the Roosevelt Spencer's Player of the Year Award. So thank you again. And once again, thank you to In the Clutch. Save yourself 10% when you use the code INSERTNAME at checkout. All right, games to watch this weekend. This weekend we have the Dutch KNVB Beker Final, which is Ajax versus PSV. So a very big matchup, big at stakes. There's a trophy involved. So make sure you guys go ahead and take a look at that one. In the MLS, we got Orlando City FC taking on the LA Galaxy, where the LA Galaxy finally had a game where they looked like a soccer team. So can they lead up? Can they continue on and keep doing damage like they've been doing? Well, actually, can they finally be a consistent team? And was last week's performance something that we're expecting to see from here on out? Or was that just a one-time thing? So we'll find out. In Liga MX, I think you should guys keep a really good eye on Liga MX this weekend, because it is decision day. It is the last day of the regular season. Next week, they're going to go into the playoffs, which I will be very excited about previewing. But we do have some games. The game that I would like to point out is Atletico San Luis taking on Atlas. Atletico San Luis still in the outside of that reclassification bubble. Definitely would love to get in there. So a win against Atlas, who is trying to stay in the playoff, in the reclassification spot. So there is a lot at stake, but make sure you guys watch all those matches. It's going to be quite the spectacle over there in Liga MX as they're going into decision day. In Ligue 1, we got Marseille taking on AJ Auxerre. Marseille coming off of a big win against Olympique Lyon, and would like to continue their form to continue to improve in their position in Ligue 1. In the Bundesliga, we got RB Leipzig taking on Hoffenheim. So a really good matchup in my opinion. And then in Serie A, we got Roma taking on AC Milan. Now that Juventus is now in the top four, AC Milan has a lot of work to do, as well as Roma, to stay afloat and compete, either to maintain their Champions League spot if you're Roma, or if you're AC Milan, try to get into a Champions League spot. So now, especially with, like I said, the 15 points getting given back to Juventus, there's a lot more at stake now with drama in the Serie A. In La Liga, we got Real Valladolid taking Atletico Madrid, who took a loss against Barcelona this past week, the weekend before. They need a bounce back. So, and also, if you guys want to know about the senior best standing, Spencer is in last place. Edward has been able to jump over him, though Spencer does have a match involving Manchester City and Arsenal that could probably help him out a little bit. But we'll see how that gets there, because we're kind of near the end of the singing bet as well. And in the last game from the English Premier League, we got Liverpool taking on Tottenham. Tottenham completely and utterly embarrassed by Newcastle United. I loved every minute of it, but we'll see how it goes as they got to go up against Liverpool and trying to bounce back from such an embarrassing performance this past week. But that is the game to watch. All right, guys. So my closing thoughts is brought to you by Canadips. What are Canadips? Canadips is a great tasting, superior alternative to the traditional dip using CBD in a way that is radical, enjoyable, and effective. All flavor, no tobacco, no nicotine pouches that are spit free. Comes in 5 core flavors: wintergreen, mint, citrus, mango, and American spice. It is crafted and manufactured in Humboldt County, California, the heart of the cannabis industry. So why does all this matter? Well, traditional dip is a hassle. It's addictive and messy. It is also over 100 years old. I agree. As someone that has dipped, it is a very, very messy situation. Other alternatives just aren't good enough for guys today. They are either still addictive, still messy, or taste terrible. I agree 100%. Canadips CBD is the new evolution in dip, allowing guys to enjoy great, long-lasting taste without the downsides. No more lightheadedness, no more dizziness, no more urge of puking. Yes, that's right. Especially if it's your first time dipping, puking does happen. What's the secret? Well, Canadips uses 100% American-grown hemp combined with a water-dispersible technology so it absorbs rapidly. They also have developed a way to deliver CBD through the mouth that no one else has so that you can actually enjoy it. And because they use a coconut fiber and all other natural ingredients in a formulation of a non-synthetic flavoring, no synthetic flavorings or other crap like that. So you can go to CanadipsCBD.com. It's open 24/7, and you can go ahead and shop right there. If you use the code BELLYUP, you will save yourself 20% off on your purchase. Once again, go to CanadipsCBD.com, use the code BELLYUP, save yourself 20% off your purchase. All right, so my closing thoughts. Obviously, it is a big week in American sports, and that is the NFL draft. It is the one time of the year where everybody goes bananas on the prospect of having some young promising stars into your team. So, if you guys know, at this point you should all know, I am from the city of Houston. I am a Houston Texans fan, unfortunately. And there is a lot of optimism this year going into the NFL draft because of a lot of young, nice quarterbacks that are coming out. But there's a pressure every year that everyone, there's a can't miss draft pick. There's a once in a lifetime type of draft pick. And this year, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't really been keeping up with football, but especially since I am a Texans fan, I will honestly tell you, man, like The need is obviously a quarterback. I don't want another year of Davis Mills. I'm just going to say that right now. But the thing is with me, it is going to be the fact that there is these quarterbacks that are, you can say all that you want about what you think is going to happen, you know, blah, 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 blase, 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 all that bullshit. All that aside, the thing is, we don't know what these guys are going to be until they go out onto the field. But there is still, that's the, so it is a definitely like a yin and yang thing that comes on with the NFL draft. Whereas there's the hope that this guy is going to be a home run and is going to be that star athlete that everyone thinks he's going to be, kind of similar to a, trying to think of a number one pick that actually panned out over the years. Oh my God. Recently, who? Well, okay. But, you know, you hope to have maybe the early successes of a Cam Newton and maybe the longevity of a, well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes wasn't the number one pick, but he was a first round pick. So, like, you know, and that's proof. Like, sometimes it's not the number one pick isn't going to be the guaranteed top guy. But sometimes, but you do find those players that become those game changers. You know, who would have thought Tom Brady being a sixth round pick was going to become the GOAT? No one thought that. And so that's the reason why he was such a high draft pick. But it is the excitement, the allure of the possibility of this one player changing the dynamic of the game. And obviously when you think of these quarterbacks, I mean, that's the position that everybody cares about in American football. You have guys like Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, surprisingly, Anthony Richardson, a lot of exciting names that you really are hoping to see, maybe be quarterback of your team. There's also, you know, some exciting players like a Will Anderson Jr. or a Tyree Wilson or a Devin Witherspoon or a Christian Gonzalez, like, you know, Nolan Smith, and the names go on and on that you hope that Jalen Carter, guys that you think could instantly change the game for them. Me personally, I hope the Texans just get somebody that's not going to fuck up too much. That's not going to make me regret myself for a long time. But I think it's just this. It's just the excitement overall. But I think if you ask me as a Texans fan, I'll say this. The one thing about Bryce Young that scares the living shit out of me is that he's just small. He's just really small. But I see what he does in Alabama. Same thing with CJ Stroud. Not that he's small, he's just big, but I don't know. It's something about Ohio State quarterbacks, it never sits well with me. But the thing is though, there's really no right or wrong until they go out and play. And then you find out whether you were right or wrong. I don't know if there's like a real home run hitter in this draft, but I'm just excited to see it. Obviously you guys aren't going to listen to me for my NFL knowledge because very little of it. But if you guys do want coverage of the NFL draft, make sure you guys go ahead and check out the Belly Up Sports. Check up their website, bellyupsports.com. Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Belly Up Sports. Follow the media side as well of Belly Up with at Belly Up Media on Instagram and Twitter. So you can be in the know of the draft and all that's coming in sports as well, because obviously we also have the NBA playoffs kicking off. Well, been kicking off, but the NBA playoffs is going on. It's still early in it, but might be my closing thoughts for next episode. But just be excited. The NFL draft, especially if you're an American sports fan, or maybe you're not an American sports fan, but you're intrigued by the NFL, you might as well check out the NFL draft and see the spectacle that it comes with it, with being in the NFL draft. It is a very exciting experience. I do recommend you guys watch it. It's very interesting how that works out. But once again, shout out to Belly Up Sports, man. Go ahead and check them out, bellyupsports.com. Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Belly Up Media and at Belly Up Sports. Not your average website. Also, shout out to Roosevelt Spencer. He is the beat maker for the intro and outros of the episodes. Normally, he edits these episodes, but lately I've been having to do it just because of my schedule being so hectic. So we'll go, make sure you go do that. If you guys like the beats, man, follow him on Instagram at ThatGuyDope. Once again, at ThatGuyDope. At THATGUYDOPE, that guy dope. So make sure you guys hit him up if you guys need some beat work done, for sure. But that is episode 128. Thank you so much for listening. Catch us next week for episode 129. Take care, guys.
Wins that game.